A roadmap for mortgage holders to move from high-interest credit servicing firms or vulture funds to mainstream banks has been published by the Banking and Payments Federation, which represents the banking industry here. It's part of a campaign to ensure that mortgage customers, many of them unable to move because of poor credit history, are fully aware of the options and assistance available to them. Well, let's talk now to Padraig Cassan, who's a financial advisor, a member of the Irish Banking Culture Board. He's with us in the studio. Very good afternoon to you, Padraig, and thanks again for coming in to talk to us. Okay. So, Who is this suite of measures designed to assist?
I think it's probably a continuation of an awareness campaign, which is always welcome to tell people who are paying higher interest rates, and higher interest rates obviously since ECB started putting them up, that there are options and solutions available. However, the mortgage arrears resolution process is in place for years and has been working quite well. Bit disappointed to see the press release that it didn't mention one of the key factors in the mortgage arrears resolution process, which is to permanently or temporarily reduce interest rates. And they are now finally offering fixed rates, but only to people who are in arrears, where I would see the offering of fixed rates as a potential solution to prevent people from going into arrears. And that's not available to customers who are with these credit firms, as you call them, vultures. Within that, then, there is the presentation of a switching process, or the encouragement for people who can avail of switching to look at moving to the main lenders. And that, of course, is to be welcomed. It's a very straightforward process, but only if you qualify.
And how do you qualify?
Well, basically, and this is to be welcomed. Up to recently, Bank of Ireland were the only of the main retail lenders who were looking at the person who was previously in arrears. If they've had a perfect payment record for 2 years, they will look at them. It used to be five. All of the other lenders, including the non-retail banks, are now accepting customers who have that 2 year qualification period. So if you have been performing well for 2 years, all of the lenders available, and that can dramatically reduce your interest rate. So for example, if you're on the high tracker rate that PTSB customers would have been on, which is 7.5% at the moment, you can avail of interest rates, some of them fixed for the full term of the mortgage at 4% and a little bit less depending on your loan to value. So it's key and important that if somebody, and I note the word pathway, if somebody's trying to design a pathway for these people back to mainstream lenders, or more importantly, mainstream interest rates, the independence of that assessment is important for people. And I don't say that as a mortgage broker. I say it more that it is critical, because not every bank will suit the circumstance of each individual.
But those whose loans are held by a vulture fund and who cannot access a fixed rate are paying very high rates of interest now, aren't they? Well, I mean, upwards of 10%. So the challenge is, as for people like that who are struggling to make those payments, who perhaps are in arrears, it gets harder and harder as interest rates have risen, doesn't it?
Yeah, and I did hear Brian on Claire Byrne this morning that only 1% of people are above 8%, but there's an awful lot of people between 6 and 8, and those people are coming under extreme pressure now to avoid. I think it's lost at times the level of effort Irish people go to prevent themselves going into arrears in their mortgage. It's a fundamental trait of ours here in Ireland that people don't easily go into arrears. This process here of allowing people fix their interest rates only if they're in arrears is almost telling people, if you want a fixed rate from us, you have to be in arrears. And I don't see that as right. I see and it's point two on the mortgage arrears resolution process for a reason. The one part that's never mentioned in any solutions a lot of the time is the reduction, or the permanent reduction, of an interest rate. That's the best method to help people survive and cater.
What about the appetite of the banks and the other lenders, the building societies, to take on some of these mortgages? If somebody is with a vulture fund, if they qualify to move, and if they go to their bank, will the bank take them?
Yes, if they have a performance record of 2 years, a perfect performance.
It's an open and shut case, is it?
Open and shut. Right. It was 5 years. Bank of Ireland had said they were looking at, and this is down to a lot of representation being made, they're now looking at a 2 year process. So if Brian has paid his mortgage for 2 years, despite having been in an arrears position previous to that, you still have to qualify through the eligibility criteria that would be standard for everybody, like the value, loan to value of the property and the purpose of the loan and so forth. But that performance, good performance payments wise in terms of credit, doesn't just apply to your mortgage, it has to apply to your credit unions and your credit cards as well. But if you have corrected yourself in the last 2 years and you're with a vulture, you can now look at switching.
So then of those who are whose loans are held by the vulture funds, how many, what proportion of those, is there a number? Is it possible to put a number on those who could qualify, who could benefit from this?
Yeah, there's probably upwards of, it's certainly in excess of 20,000 people today could look at move. And I would encourage every one of those to seek assistance in doing that straight away, to at least understand what options, especially in interest rate terms, are available to you. And I've broadened my own staff base because the level of phone calls are coming now. And what we're looking to do for everybody that rings, if Brian Dobson rings us today, what's the pathway for you that's suitable to you? Now, that could be to deal with MABS, that could be to deal with an insolvency practitioner. You might have to stay with the Vulture Fund. But at least if you're shown a pathway, certainty is what people are looking for. And if you have certainty of that pathway, irrespective of your position, it's to be welcomed.
So briefly, I mean, this will immediately apply to maybe upwards of 20,000 people, but for others, it may well be something that will give them hope for the future.
Absolutely. And I think that's important. And the one point I would consistently repeat is if you are in difficulty or likely to go into difficulty, reach out quick, reach out early, and to whoever you're with is a key factor in all of this. But there are people at the moment who are in a position that are unknown of what they to do with a vulture fund. They can move, and it has become easier across all of the other lenders to move now, provided as a two-year payment performance.
Bora Kassan, thanks very much for talking to us.
Not at all, Brian.